Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning, Charlie.
Morning.
We've heard glowing reports from your coaches and teammates about your assimilation into the program this spring. I'd be curious, some self-evaluation here and how you feel you've made the transition and a month in with the spring game Saturday, how it's all gone for you.
I think it's been, you know, a lot of people around me, coaches, teammates, have made it a really, really smooth transition for me. I think collectively as a group, I think, you know, especially on offense, we've gotten better each practice, which is, kind of what you hope for, is to, you know, improve every day. And, you know, I think we've done that as a whole. And, you know, like I said, for me personally, I feel like it's been a smooth transition where it's allowed me to just go out and play.
Stylistically, do you still feel like you fit well in Andy's offense?
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of the stuff we've been doing this spring has been really good stuff. And, you know, it's, you know, we've made a lot of explosive plays and stuff like that. So it's been great so far.
Charlie, I know that one of the big things whenever you're making a move, especially after a few years at Baylor, is getting that chemistry with your wideouts. How has that been throughout spring ball, getting used to guys like Britton Covey, Solomon Enos, Devon Vele, and others?
It's been good. You know, I think it's improved, you know, day by day, week by week. On our own, we would throw during winter conditioning in the off season. So got a head start there, but throughout spring, I think it's improved every day. So it's been really good. Those guys have made a lot of plays.
And then to follow up, I know that the O-line is another thing that is a big change for you. How have they been doing during spring ball? And do you feel like that this is a very good group?
Yeah, I think it's a great group. I think, those guys have played really well spring, gotten better each practice. And, led by Nick, I think, you know, those guys, you know, play really hard and a great unit.
Yeah, Nick came in here just a little bit ago and said that one of the reasons he came back was this team feels kind of similar to that 2018 team, which was one that obviously, you know, was contending for the playoffs. You know, I'm sure when you were at Baylor, you guys were looking at Utah a little bit, knowing that you guys were in a very similar situation and you were able to do, you know, well there. What can you kind of get from that season, specifically since 2019 was cut short with COVID and everything? But what can you get from that, and how do you feel like you can kind of assimilate back to the 2018 season for you and Utah?
Yeah, I do remember. I think Utah was like 5, we were 6 or something like that. I think just a season where you have a lot of success, a lot of things go into that. You know, you got to play well week to week. You can't slip up. And I think when you have an older group of guys that have played a lot of football, that makes it easier. It makes it easier to, you know, make sure that doesn't happen. I think we got the guys to do it. It's just about the little things that go into it. And I definitely see, you know, the potential.
Hey, Charlie, I was just curious where, like, what you see in this Utah program comparison to the Sugar Bowl team that you were a part of at Baylor.
No, I mean, every place has its own ways a little bit. It's each place is, you know, different. But there are, you know, a lot of similarities, I feel. Not completely the same, but I see a lot of similarities. You know, there's, you know, a lot of talent on this team. I will say that there's a ton of talent on this team. And, you know, I always said that Coach Whittingham has his similarities to Coach Rhule. So I guess that's a similarity in that way.
Hey, Charlie, Kyle hasn't been shy about, you know, praising you in this spring and kind of talking about your talent. Obviously, you know, in fall, you'll be able to compete, you know, a little bit more in a serious nature in the sense that you guys will have an actual starter named with maybe Cam Rising now in the mix. How do you feel like, you know, you can still keep that competitive edge while knowing that Cam was named the starter last year and is now, you know, in essence, essentially that guy until you can kind of beat him out? What do you feel like that relationship can be like, and how do you feel like you can balance that?
I mean, I think, you know, competition is great. I think it's, you know, the making of a great football team. The more competition you have, I think the better. So, you know, I think, you know, Cam's a great guy. We get along very well off the field. So I think the balance is already there of, you know, competition and when to not compete and stuff like that. So, you know, I think, you know, I understand the situation. He understands the situation and, you know, and it's just, you know, competition.
Charlie, I talked to a number of people that were around you at Baylor and around you in the Big 12 too. And everybody talked about a different trait you had as quarterback, but I think the common denominator with everybody was your competitive streak. Everybody talked about your competitive streak. I'd just be curious, where did that, you know, refuse to lose kind of competitive streak that everybody talks about come from?
That's a good question. I think growing up, I loved competing in sports, you know, from a young age, whether it's, you know, watching my older brother, you know, something like that. I just always enjoyed competing. And, you know, I guess once I got in high school, I felt, you know, I was under-recruited. And then it kind of shifted, you know, well, I'm going to go prove them wrong and, you know, compete my butt off. And just always had a competitive nature about me and always, you know, enjoyed competing.